Once I had dinner with a bright young Christian college student named Lindsay. She had just returned from a semester abroad in Jordan, which also took her to Turkey and Lebanon and Israel. I truly wish every college student could study abroad. It is often a transformative experience. And so it was for Lindsay. She had stayed with a Christian family in Jordan, a deeply devoted couple with two children. For them, a commitment to Jesus Christ meant something quite countercultural. This family lived in a Muslim-majority nation next door to a Jewish-majority nation in Israel. And as Christians, they felt keenly their minority status. In truth, they often felt vulnerable because of terrorist threats. Lindsay told me that this was the first time she realized just how controversial Jesus really is. Not just 2,000 years ago, but every day in Jordan, she saw the risk posed by being a Christian. She discovered that only in the privacy of their home or in the fellowship of their church was it possible to speak quite openly about their faith in Jesus. In truth, there are many places still in the world where discussing Jesus entails something of a risk. This is a reality. In his own day, Jesus was very controversial. The rabbi from Nazareth faced constant conflict, opposition, and misunderstanding. That was the burden of his life. In our reading from Luke, Jesus acknowledges the reality he faced day by day. He announced that he had come to cast fire upon the earth. And so his deeds and his words always brought division. His mere presence sparked a firestorm wherever he went. Thus Jesus lived in the eye of the storm. He did not bring peace and tranquility, nor did he bring a soothing presence to the status quo. He brought discord within families and in households, bitter divisions between family members. And in truth, that conflict invaded Jesus' own family. Initially, his family thought he was out of his mind and tried to stop him. Incidentally, my own father thought that I was ultimately a minister of the synagogue of Satan. And that's because I left the fundamentalist church of my youth and became a Presbyterian. And he felt that way until the day he died. So I understand this passage in a kind of personal way. In the apocryphal gospel of Thomas, Jesus announces this: whoever is near to me is near the fire. Indeed, many did not get him, and many opposed him. The Gospel of John poignantly sums up Jesus' life. He came into his own, and his own received him not. Not only did his family think he was crazy, but his closest followers deeply misunderstood him time and again. The religious leaders accused him of all manner of evil, including blasphemy and demon possession. And the political leaders saw him as a threat and eventually conspired to do away with him. Jesus was certainly a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Rejection by his own people led to his baptism of death upon the cross. Now, it occurs to me that Jesus will forever be controversial, even among his followers. Christians, it seems to me, are in the same position as Americans and the British, two countries separated by a common language. So many Christians use the name of Jesus, but he means very different things to these various followers. And so the church remains deeply divided worldwide. So Jesus continues to stand among us, his splintered Christian community, and he still asks us the same question. Who do you say that I am? I've often wondered if he really meant, who do you think you are saying what you do about me? Sadly, our answers differ widely, don't they? And yet Jesus yearns for his body to be healed of its many divisions. He offers us his spirit of peace, yet we struggle to find unity. Jesus is controversial among us even yet. And Jesus is controversial among the world religions, especially those closest to us, the Abrahamic faith traditions, still a stone of stumbling that separates us. Jesus stands between us and our Muslim sisters and brothers. He stands between us and our Jewish sisters and brothers. This is a family quarrel between the many children of Abraham and Sarah. Jesus remains an imposing presence, and he still asks the same question of all the children of Abraham. Who do you say that I am? Now, Jesus is very controversial among the political rulers of our times. Whether Jesus is pushed out of some cultures or is used to bolster some cultures, really, he remains elusive. He cannot be excluded, and he cannot be co-opted. He is still Lord of all nations and subject to none. So Jesus still confronts the powerful of this world with a very strong challenge. He will always be the Prince of Peace who stands over against our warring madness. He will always be the Lord of the conscience, demanding justice and fairness and kindness. And he will always stand with the least of these, our sisters and brothers, oh, so often marginalized. To every ruler who asks cynically, what is truth? Jesus answers, I am the way and the truth and the life. He cannot be silenced or coerced. And this is my honest hope. My honest hope is that Jesus will always be controversial. As the old adage says so well, Christ has come to comfort the afflicted. And you know the rest of it. And afflict the comfortable. We can never domesticate him or make him a mere calming bromide. Why? Because Jesus penetrates into our lives and he never lets us off the hook. He never allows us to settle for anything less than our best. In truth, he unsettles us. He generates discontent within our own spirits, discontent with the brokenness of the church, discontent with the way the nations of this world operate. In truth, whenever the Spirit of Jesus grabs us, then we understand these words existentially. May the peace of Christ disturb you immensely. Now, my fondest hope is that the Spirit of Jesus will always remain controversial within us. He contends with us when we throw up our hands in surrender. He wants to light a fire within our hearts that burns within us. He wants to give us a laser focus on what needs to change in our own lives and in the world around us. Jesus persistently urges us to care more, to give more, to love more, extend ourselves more every day. So what can I say? This is an uncomfortable Jesus, an inconvenient Jesus. I come to bring fire on the earth, discontent and discomfort. I have come to bring division, not an easy peace sitting on our hands, but rather a phrase I love, a fire in the belly to motivate us with renewed passion for justice and reconciliation and redemption. Do not think, Jesus said, that I have come to bring peace on earth. Not peace, but a fire burning in our hearts. And whoever is near to me is near the fire. Okay, you can take a breath now. Please know that this is a sermon I need to preach to myself periodically. I had a homiletics professor who said, why don't you try preaching these sermons you've written in a mirror and see if they refer to you first? Well, it happens that I need to preach this sermon to myself periodically. And if it happens to strike a chord within your heart, well, God bless you. But maybe what I need to say to myself, and perhaps what you need to say to yourself, is something like this. Jesus is relentlessly pursuing us, that hound of heaven that we can never escape. And our hearts are restless until we find rest in our Lord. And so may his peace light a fire in your hearts. And I pray that his peace lights a fire in mine. Thanks be to God, who always pursues us with mercy and love and grace. Thanks be to God. Amen.